You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ken Dunn, the CEO of Next Century Publishing, a publishing company that offers all formats of ebooks, printed books, customized books, and an affiliate program that is unmatched in the industry. Next Century Publishing is dedicated to changing the way that people read, write, and experience books. Ken, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio this afternoon.
Hey, Eric, it's great to be here with you. Thanks a lot for the introduction.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So, first of all, what inspired you to write the book, Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, and how is it different than the other books out there on writing?
Well, first of all, it's a play on words. It's impossible to write a book in 2 hours, but the book is 120 pages long and can definitely be digested and read in 2 hours, and in that reading, you're going to learn some really great secrets about writing a book. Eric, the whole idea of doing this book, this project, was inspired by my own journey through the publishing industry. I started the publishing company about 5 years ago, and it was after 3 years of being a self-published author myself. And really, if I go back to the beginnings, 8 years ago, I wrote my first book. I, at that time, was a really successful entrepreneur in another business. I had started from scratch and within a couple of years grew into the hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. And a friend of mine ghost wrote my first book for me. He gave it to me, encouraged me to publish it. I knew nothing about it, and I had more money than brains. So I Googled writing and publishing a book. I found a guy that owned a vanity press, a publishing company that specialized on guys like me. Well, what they really specialized on was getting guys like me to pay $80,000. And for $80,000, he promised me that he'd market the book, print the book, do everything about the book, and then help me to become a bestseller. Well, after all of his work, the book came to market with hundreds of errors in it and resulted in 4 sales. So if you average it out, it's about $20,000 I paid for each book I sold. And anyway, I actually went and studied the industry myself, learned how to make the book better, relaunched the book a couple years later under a different brand, and the book's gone on to sell about 100,000 copies in the last 6 years. As I've grown my publishing business, I realized that, firstly, the publishing industry is mammoth. There are literally more than 1 million new titles launched in America every single year. And obviously, with the digitization of the publishing industry and the mass marketing of the publishing industry, the actual cost of making a book has gone down by leaps and bounds, number one. Secondly, there are real statistics out there. If you go to reputable stats organizations like New York Times or Bowker in the publishing industry or Thomas or Nielsen, any of these guys, what you're going to find is that as much as 70% of Americans have some level of interest in writing a book before they die. It's about a legacy. It's actually a reader's legacy. And as we're building our publishing company and realizing this, we're hearing horror story after horror story of people that got duped just like I did. And frankly speaking, about a month before Christmas, I heard this terrible story that felt like I was reliving my own story. It frustrated me. It actually made me angry that there were so many people out there that were trying to take advantage of people. They saw all of these 70% with their dreams as a big dollar sign, and their whole business model was based on how much can we bilk out of somebody in one shot, knowing that the book probably won't sell and we're not really even going to try to do it. And so there was this mass statistic of people that want to write books, and I've realized in my life that one of the secrets is giving back and adding value. I came up with this crazy idea about a month before Christmas that I was going to write a book for free about writing a book, and then I was going to have a goal in 2014 of giving away over 20,000 copies of it. So it's a labor of love. Obviously, there's some reciprocal business benefits, but the idea didn't spawn from actually making money.
very interesting. So how can your book help the business person and help them build their personal brand?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple things I'll say about that. Firstly, how can it help anybody? Let me preface it by answering that question first. It's a big, scary place to trying to figure out how to write a book. This book actually has more detail about the process of writing and advice about writing a book than any other book in print today. In fact, some of my peers in the publishing industry have been pretty critical of me because I go as far as to actually listing wholesale pricing for things like editing and printing books and the real honest-to-truth differences between printing on demand and offset printing and all of these things in the book. And so that it can help anybody that has a dream of one day writing a book, and it's free. How can it help the business person building their brand? It's about being an expert. Anybody that's in business today, if they run an organization, obviously the most successful entrepreneurs that run the largest organizations, one of the things that's inherently in common in them is they become experts on the business that the product represents or the product that the business represents. And so what I've realized and what I've coached some of my business professional authors on is that using the book as a lost leader, not necessarily losing money on it, but getting that book out there in front of the business person who's looking to build rapport with a new client, it helps so much of the heavy lifting ahead of time. So we have a lot of business professionals that we work with to help to create the content to go into a book. And the book is most often revolving around the subject matter of their business. But we try to flare in some of the greater things that they've been through in their lives and try and position the book a little bit differently. So it's not just a, if you want to do this, you have to do this. But inevitably, having that book published and being able to give one of those books to every new client or whenever somebody receives a call from a prospective new client, being able to mail that book out, it just helps to elevate the customer's belief in the entrepreneur. It's a big part of the process.
And Ken, where do you see the publishing industry going in the next 10 years and how will that impact business people who are interested in writing a book?
Yeah, so the publishing industry is in the middle of the most radical change that it's seen in the last 20 years. The advent of digital books a decade ago, mammoths like Amazon and Lulu and CreateSpace and future mammoths like Next Century Publishing, all of us that are out there in the space realize that you're either growing through innovation. This may be a subject for another talk we do later, but this is what I realized about life and business. You're either growing through innovation or dying through complacency. So it's a $15 billion industry annually in America, minimum. That's just from the selling of books. With the production of books and everything all rolled into one, we're talking hundreds of billions. And so that means that there is significant competition and the true leaders in the industry are innovators. You can't help but have constant radical shifts, improvements, and enhancements. Where I see the publishing industry going in the next 10 years, it's a steady push forward into where we're already going. More digitization, more innovation. Content is going to become shorter. The size of a book is going to become shorter. People's bandwidth in their minds is becoming shorter. You're going to see books that are 100 pages long outselling books that are 300 pages long. And you're going to see more and more readers and writers shifting to the digital versions of their books, which inevitably means a complete restructuring of the costing model in the publishing industry. So the publishing industry in 10 years from now is going to look completely different from where it is today, but anybody that's in this business can see it happening.
Today we are joined by Ken Dunn, the CEO of Next Century Publishing, a publishing company, and the author of the book, Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ken, how has book marketing changed in the last decade, and how does this impact business people who are interested in a book, kind of flipping the question from a marketing perspective?
You know, Eric, what you've just asked me is the key to the secret to our business. In America, our publishing company is is growing faster than any publishing company around us, and that's all documented. And the reason for that is our marketing prowess. 15 years ago, marketing for book writing and publishing was really simple. It wasn't really even marketing. A publisher would make a good book, would have relationships with the distributors of those books. The book would be put into a bookstore, and then the publisher would send the author through their agent and publicist out into a roadshow, where they would sign books in every bookstore in America over 3 months. They'd be on every radio show that they could possibly be pitched to be on. And it would inevitably completely tire out the author. So now in today, marketing means a wholly different animal. And it's why so many entrepreneurs and folks that may be listening to your program are now really intrigued about writing books. It's all social media based. So what we specialize in with an author is taking that author by the hand, helping them to optimize their social media profile by the world's biggest social media websites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, rankmybook.com, all of these mammoth social media properties. We are experts in creating communities on those platforms for authors and then helping them to understand how to drive those communities through those social media platforms to an inevitable point of sale on their own personal website. So where 15 years ago marketing was all about getting books bought in stores, today marketing is all about getting eyeballs on the author's website. And it's actually the right way to be going too, because it's where the author makes the most money.
And lastly, what would be your best advice to business people who are interested in writing a book?
Go to learnhowtowriteabookin2hours.com and get a free copy of that book. It will tell you how simple it is to do it. It gives you really great, savvy, candid advice on how simply you can put it together. We can help an author to do a book, or better yet, for the sake of the community you have here, the author can easily put together a book very simply and get it into the hands of a company like mine who can bring it to market extremely inexpensively. We're talking a high-quality book produced and ready to give out to customers and sell online for less than $1,500. For the entrepreneur, I just simply say, if you don't do it, you're hurting yourself because your competitor is. It's a simple process. It's actually a lot of fun. And if for no other reason, it gives the author, the entrepreneur, the mom or the dad a chance to create a legacy that will outlive them.
Well said. And how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Next Century Publishing online?
Hey, thanks for giving me the chance to do that, Eric. I really appreciate it. It's really simple. It's nextcenturypublishing.com. The website where I give away the free books is also a blog. I write a lot about books in the publishing world. It's learnhowtowriteabookin2hours.com. Or you can actually just get in touch with me on Twitter. I'm Ken_Dunn.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
Yeah, no, I would just reiterate what I've just said, Eric. The world of writing books is such an incredible world. I've got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old that I've taken the time over the years to write a couple books just for sake of sharing my best ideas, practices, in a written form. And my kids have read the book, and I can see the glimmer in their eyes knowing that they know that deeply about their dad and how life rolls. There's no reason why every single entrepreneur out there shouldn't have a book that they can use ahead of that first interaction with a customer to help increase credibility. And like I said a few minutes ago, if it's a shame on the entrepreneur that doesn't do it because their competitor is.
Ken, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us, and thanks so much for the valuable information on today's topic.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ken Dunn, the CEO of Next Century Publishing, a publishing company, and also author of the book, Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours. And once again, the website of reference is nextcenturypublishing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.